Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I know that your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. Here's a question. Do you watch the Olympics? Wow, that's great. Several of you do. But what about the Paralympics? Yesterday, we started learning about the Paralympics in a lesson called Rio 2016 Paralympics. We learned that the Paralympic Games is specifically for athletes with injuries or physical disabilities. Well, guess what? Today, we are going to continue this lesson. There's a couple things that we want to talk about, but specifically, we want to talk about a story behind every athlete. Okay, friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's get started. Come on!
Rio 2016 Paralympics. A story behind every athlete. Though Paralympic sports are sure to interest, the participants themselves are remarkable individuals with inspiring stories. Hong Kong's Yong Luk Wing, affected by muscular dystrophy, made a classic return. He faced a career decline after seeing great initial success in the 2004 Paralympics. Though he didn't win another gold medal for 10 years, he was ranked the top boccia player at the end of 2015. Another player to watch is American George Gallego, who hopes to compete in the Paralympics' first triathlon event.
Hi everyone, welcome to English Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 muscular dystrophy 这个名词。 muscular 是指肌肉的， DYS 这个字根有坏的或者是不良的意思，所以 dystrophy 本来是指营养不良，加在一起的话 muscular dystrophy 就是指肌肉萎缩症。例如 Shirley was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when she was only 8. Shirley 才8岁的时候就被诊断出患有肌肉萎缩症。或者是 Jack's muscles gradually became weaker as his muscular dystrophy progressed. 随着肌肉萎缩症的逐渐发展， Jack 的肌肉也越来越没有力气。接下来我们看 decline 这个动词， DE 这个字首有往下的意思， CLIN 这个字根有斜坡的意思，所以 decline 在这里是指衰退。例如 Richard's health started to decline after he had a car accident.Richard 发生车祸之后健康情况就开始衰退。 Decline 也可以指下滑，例如 Our sales have declined due to the economic recession. 由于经济不景气，我们的销售成绩下滑了。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, let's continue learning about Rio 2016 Paralympics. Rebecca, take it away.
I will do so. Well, we read right here in our lesson, the very top, a story behind every athlete. Hey, I love stories. I love telling stories. I love hearing stories. That means that there's some sort of story behind every athlete?
Rebecca?
Yeah?
It's like every athlete has his or her own background, how they came to where they are now, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're going to learn about this in this section.This is a good phrase to know, a story behind something. How else could you use that phrase?
I've got an example right here. So, let's say, for example, you go to an art exhibit. So, there's lots of pictures at this art exhibit. And, you know, you meet the artists, the painters, and they might say, there is a story behind every single painting. There is a reason that they painted this picture.
Very nice. Or maybe you have chosen your own English name. Mm. Nobody else picked it for you. Is there a story behind your name or your nickname? Rebecca, do you know what my nickname is in Taiwanese?
Let me guess.
It sounds like my English name.
Gaba!
Yeah, Gaba.
Gabe.
That's right. You know the story behind my nickname?
Well, why don't you just tell me the story behind it?
I'll tell you. When I was about 5 years old, I walked into a little Bianli Shangdian back in Qingshui. And this lady, she couldn't really pronounce my English name, Gabriel, or Gabe. She just thought Gabe sounded like Gaba. So she gave me the nickname Gaba, and it stuck ever since. That's the story behind my nickname.
So I can start calling you Gabe.
Yeah, if you want.
Gabe, yeah, I like it. And that was such a good story.
Oh, thanks, Rebecca.
You know, I actually think that there's a lot of stories behind many different things.
Yes.
Like it could be a piece of art. It could be a story itself. It could be a book. A story behind a book that maybe you read or maybe you've even written.
That's right. How did the book come about? Why was the author inspired to write this book? That is the story behind the book. But we're reading a story behind every athlete, okay? Though Paralympic sports are sure to interest, the participants themselves are remarkable individuals with inspiring stories. And we continue learning about one individual, don't we?
So the first individual that you see here in our lesson is from Hong Kong, and his name is Leong Yu Rong. And you know something, Gabe? Did I say it right?
Okay, our lesson says Leong Yuck Wing, which is probably closer to the Cantonese pronunciation of his name. I'm not sure what that sounds like. But yes, Rebecca, Leong Yu Rong is correct. And he is right here. Here is the athlete himself.
And this individual is actually suffering with muscular dystrophy. Now, what is muscular dystrophy? This is actually a disease that affects the muscles, and it makes you much, much, much weaker.
Okay, so he has muscular dystrophy, but we read here that he made a classic return. Now, before we continue with his backstory, the story behind Leong Yu Rong, let's talk about that phrase, to make a return. This is kind of like that phrase you learned earlier this year, to make a comeback. So you were successful at one point in time, and then maybe something happened and you weren't so successful, but now you're back, and with great success, you have made a return.
That's right. So you could say, for example, Philip has made a return to the basketball court. He was doing really well for a while, then he broke his leg, but he has made a return. He's back.
And we're reading here about Leong Yu Rong and how he made a return. He made a classic return. Okay, so this story is cool in and of itself. We continue learning about it. He faced a career decline after seeing great initial success in the 2004 Paralympics. A decline, that's when something goes down, okay? So his career seemed to go down after his success in the 2004 Paralympics.
And we read, though he didn't win another gold medal for 10 years, he was ranked the top bocce player at the end of 2015. So he's actually doing very well as a bocce player.
Certainly made a comeback. He has made a return. Now let's learn about somebody else here. Another player to watch is American George Gallego, who hopes to compete in the Paralympics' first triathlon event.
Wait, Gabe, how did you say his name, Gallego? It's not Gallego or Gallego?
No. That's a good question, Rebecca. Spanish and Italian and other Latin languages, when you see two L's next to each other, often it's pronounced with a Y sound, and his name is George Gallego.
Ah, okay. Well, anyway, friends, right now it's time for us to sing about this lesson with Sing
It
Out.
Listen for two new phrases. It's going to be fun. One, two, three.
Athlete. Inspiring feats in Rio. Athletes. Inspiring feats in Rio.
Hey, Gabe, in the Paralympics, there are some really inspiring athletes.
Yes.
And their feet can go so fast. Such inspiring feet.
Yes, yes, that is correct, Ben. However, the feet that we're singing about here is not F-E-E-T. No, it's F-E-A-T. That is an accomplishment. And these Olympians have accomplished a lot. They certainly are inspiring feats.
They are inspiring feats.
Inspiring feats.
Inspiring feats. Athletes. Inspiring feats. In Rio, they can. The upper hand in Rio.
Hey, that reminds me. There's this athlete who plays ping pong, and he plays so well.
Yeah.
But guess what?
What?
He doesn't have any hands.
What?
He plays with his mouth, and he plays better than most ping pong players that I know.
Interesting you should say that, Ben. We could still say he has the upper hand because he's so good. He still has a lot of power and control. When he's playing, he has the upper hand, especially if he were playing against me. I know I would lose. He has the upper hand.
The upper hand.
The upper hand. Here we go.
They can have the upper hand.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the Paralympics. Here are a few questions. Do you want to watch something encouraging, inspiring, and something that will even encourage you a lot to try something that perhaps you never thought was possible? I would encourage you to watch the Paralympics. Here, you will actually see people doing things that perhaps we never thought were even possible. Well, right now, it's time for us to continue learning about the Paralympics.
Rio 2016 Paralympics. Gallego became a wheelchair athlete to challenge himself following a spinal cord injury and significant weight gain. He has since become a counselor to others with similar injuries through an organization called Wheels of Progress. Competing in her fifth successive Paralympics, Lin Zuhui is very successful within the sport of powerlifting. Though she had polio, she has distinguished herself by breaking world records in her category and winning one of Chinese Taipei's first gold medals. These few athletes show that the Paralympics are not a half measure, but a full-scale sporting competition.
Okay, 继续我们看 counselor 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 counsel。 C-O-U-N-S-E-L 建议或给予忠告这个动词 加上了 O-R 这个代表人的字尾 Counselor 就是指顾问或者是指导老师 例如 A marriage counselor 是指婚姻顾问 A career counselor 是指职涯辅导老师 和它相关的另外一个名词是 Counseling C-O-U-N-S-E-L-I-N-G 也有人拼成两个L 例如 Irene and her husband go to marriage counseling regularly Irene 和她先生固定都会去做婚姻咨商。最后我们看的是 successive 这个形容词 C-E-S-S 这个字根有前进的意思 所以 successive 是指连续的或者是相连的 例如 successive strokes almost killed my uncle but he survived 连续性的中风几乎让我的叔叔丧命，但是他活下来了。或者是 Our school team has won the state championship for the fourth successive year. 我们的校队已经连续第四年拿到了州冠军。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Friends, we're continuing to learn about the athlete George Gallego here.Gallego became a wheelchair athlete to challenge himself following a spinal cord injury and significant weight gain. So this is a cool story. There's a story behind this amazing triathlete, this amazing athlete, and that is he wanted to challenge himself. That's how he got involved.
That's right, and I really like that phrase, to challenge yourself.This just means that you push yourself and you try to do something that is much more difficult than possibly you felt like you actually be able to do.
Right. So we think it's a great idea for everybody to challenge themselves. Okay. Once you reach a certain level, don't just stay there. You got to push yourself to try even harder and do even bigger and more difficult things, more challenging things, and you will feel great about learning something new. So...Challenge yourself.
So, for example, you could say, Sandy has done a lot of running. She's run, you know, like 5K and a 10K, but she decided that she wanted to challenge herself, and now she's training to run a half marathon. Or what about you all? If you want to challenge yourself, you could even try reading Advanced Magazine.
Ooh, that is a good challenge. Okay, reading more in English, writing more in English, maybe speaking more. I know a lot of people are kind of shy and they don't like speaking English. They're afraid of making mistakes. Friends, challenge yourself in this area. Well, let's continue here learning about this amazing athlete. He has since become a counselor to others with similar injuries through an organization called Wheels of Progress.Okay, so he's not just an athlete or a triathlete. He's also a counselor. He helps many other people with similar situations.
Okay, and of course, in the next sentence, we're going to learn about another athlete. We read, competing in her fifth successive Paralympics, Lin Chihui.
That's not bad, Rebecca.
Is that pretty good?
Lin Chihui. Ah,
yeah. There we go. Lin Chihui.
The Chinese always sounds better than it's written in English. That's true.
Yes, it really does. Well, anyway, she's very successful within the sport of powerlifting. Though she had polio, she has distinguished herself by breaking world records. Incredible. In the category and winning, one of the Chinese Taipei's first gold medals?
That's right. That's right, Rebecca. She's distinguished herself by doing these things. That means she set herself apart. Now we recognize her. She's not just like anybody else. She's distinguished herself by doing these things.
And of course, she's broken many records. Well, speaking of breaking records, the guys have something that they would like to say about breaking records. So let's go to the...Info Cloud.
Many Olympic and Paralympic athletes don't just want to win a competition, they want to break world records.
Besides break, we might also use the verb create or set world records.
Right.But more often, I think we use the verb break to help emphasize the fact that an athlete's accomplishments are hard-earned or extraordinary.
I've also heard verbs like destroyed, smashed, and shattered when referring to world records. Now, those are pretty strong words.
Well, you're right, Ken. Sports writers and reporters often use strong, sometimes violent language.Or imagery to describe the intensity of a competition or an athlete's struggle for victory.
Now, there's a difference between setting a record and setting the record straight, isn't there?
Yes, big difference. Setting a record is creating a record, like in a sporting event. But setting the record straight is an idiom that meansto clear up misunderstandings about something. For example, The manager thought Susan was to blame, but she soon set the record straight, proving that it was not her fault.
我们中文讲破纪录，其实源自英文的 break the record。除了用 break 之外，也可以用语气比较强烈的 smash 或 shattered 来形容打破纪录。当你打破了一个纪录，你也同时 set a record 创下新的纪录。那这个 record 很可能以后又会被别人 break。 Set a record 跟 set the record straight 很不一样。 Set the record straight 是一个惯用语，字面的意思是将错误的讯息更正过来，也就是加以澄清的意思。如果别人诬赖你，你可以试图 set the record straight， 将事情解释清楚，证明不是你的错。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hey, how's your work going today?
Whew, I had a tense moment with an athlete.
Oh, really? Which one?
Let's see. He signed in here.
Oh, wow! He's a famous athlete. He's one of my favorites.
Really?I'm new here. Do you know a lot about the athlete?
Sure. I'm a fan of several participants.
Oh.
Another favorite is Hong Kong's Lim.
Oh, what's his story?
Well, he was affected by muscular dystrophy.
Oh.
He had great success in 2004, but then his career declined.
That's too bad.
Yeah, he didn't win another gold medal for 10 years.
You know what? Maybe he'll win again this year.
Maybe he will. Oh, America's George Gallego is another favorite.
Wow, George Gallego?
Yeah, he became a wheelchair athlete after a spinal cord injury.
Oh.
Now he's a counselor to others with similar disabilities.
What's his event?
Oh, he hopes to compete in the Paralympics first triathlon.
Oh, great. Who else is competing?
Well, there's Lin Su Hui.
Oh.
Oh, she's competing in her fifth consecutive Paralympics.
Wow. Is that powerlifting?
Yes, the sport of powerlifting.
Wow, amazing. These athletes really are first-rate professionals.
They sure are. Wow, and you get to see them all as they enter your gate.
And I get their autographs.
Yeah! Wow, you're so lucky!
I should hold on to this. My boss.
So, Gabe, of all the athletes that we've read about, which do you think is the most inspiring?
Well, I do like George Gallego, not just because he's a great athlete, but also because he's using what he knows and what he's experienced to help other people.
Excellent response. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.